Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Jehovah Cherub, the Lord, the sword. Father God, we thank you just because you are God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing it with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, Lord. I am so joyful, so happy in the Lord right now. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We the people. Wikipedia says we the people is the preamble to the United States Constitution, beginning with the words we the people is a brief introductory statement of the Constitution's fundamental purposes and guiding principles. The media, the enemy, did not take into account we the people, we God's people. Just as in the Bible, the people sought out God Almighty, and God Almighty has answered us. God will not be mocked. The line has been drawn thus far and no more. Because God is truth, then truth is necessary. As God's people, we the people were made for truth. Satan is untruth and lies. Satan is trying to make us live under his lies. Almighty God did not make us to live under the lies of Satan. God gave us all power over Satan and his lies. Oh, well, that's the way it is now. That's the way it is now. No! No, it is not the way. No, it is not the truth. No, it is not the light. No, it has not been okay. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That is why we stand. And look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done so many things, too many for me to mention now. I can barely breathe because I am so excited, so expectant, so thankful, and so more and more expectant at what is yet to come. There is so much more to come. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what is yet to come. There is such an expectancy in the air. For such a time as this, I believe God's people are pregnant right now with the glory of God. It's like, at last, hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. More, Lord Jesus, show your power more, Almighty God. We have been asked, where is your God? Where is your God? Now they see our God. Justice shall prevail. I call forth God's anointed, President Trump, into his anointed position as David to take down the giants. For such a time as this, Almighty God allowed lies in order to expose the truth. The liars cannot fulfill the office they stole. There are people across the world praying for America because they can see and they have eyes to see and ears to hear, and they know as America goes, so goes the world. The defeat of the enemy in America will echo worldwide. We must continue to support what is godly and right in whatever way we can. I repeat again, Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. He cares about our everyday lives. He is in our everyday lives. That is why we stand. And God's exposure of the enemy is accelerating. Exposure of deception, exposure of lies and corruption, exposure of vulgarity and immorality is accelerating. The liars are attacking each other. They are self-slaughtered. The Haman are hanging themselves on their own gallows with their own lies. And so comes acceleration of justice. Thank you, Jesus. God's justice. I declare that we are not under the yoke of the enemy. Scripture says the anointing breaks the yoke. I declare the fullness of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the anointing, Jesus, the anointed one. If you belong to Jesus HaMashiach, then his anointing breaks any yoke of the enemy. Yeshua is the fulfillment of anointing, and in him it is finished. Shake yourself, my brother, my sister. Arise and shine. The Lord says, get up from the earth. Arise and shine. Let the glory of the Lord be risen upon you. Can we pray that right now? Holy Spirit, enable me to arise and shine, and let the glory of the Lord be risen upon me. You know, sometimes if you don't ask, you don't get. For such a time as this, right now, those who want Holy Spirit are crying out, are bursting with, me, Lord, allow me to heal the sick, Lord. Allow me to tell many of your salvation. Allow me to tell people of your salvation that you did upon the cross. And right now is the time to just jump into the flowing river of the Holy Spirit. Do it! Even if it is to pray for your sick cat to get well, do it! It doesn't have to be a big spectacle. Just start. You are a blood-bought, water-walking, God-declaring, fire-calling, gospel-preaching, word-declaring, faith believing, prayer warring, prophesy calling, healing declaring, miracle calling, child of the living God. All of heaven is waiting to back you up. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your habitation. No longer visitation. We receive your habitation. There will be a suddenly of events. There will be an explosion, and all will see both events. Hallelujah. I would like to ask right now, if you have not accepted Jesus into your life to be your Lord and your Savior, would you like to say these words with me now? Would you say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And right now, I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And I ask for your complete forgiveness of my sins. I accept the price you paid. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my life right now. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. And let Jesus be seen in me. Amen and amen. And I ask you to keep giving all that you can to Jesus. I ask you to keep standing. I ask you to keep reaching out to him. I ask you to fulfill the Great Commission. I ask you to keep going forward in the word that God has given you. And I ask you to continue to praise and to worship and to stand for such a time as this. There is no other time. This is a test of our faith. And I ask you to pass the test. It's an open book test. Believe in your God. Believe in your Jesus for such a time as this. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep on supporting whatever is godly and whatever is right in whatever way you can. I will not stop standing for my God. My God has never let me down. My God cannot fail. I cannot give up. God is God. It is all about souls. Launch out into the deep. Evangelist, go and evangelize. Preacher, go and preach. Let all of God's people support what is godly and right in whatever way we can. Hallelujah. The word of God was given to you to cover you and to keep you safe. Keep knowing what the word of God is. And remember the end of Psalm 64. So it says, they, the enemy, will be caused to stumble. Right now, their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake their head. And all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what God has done. You, we, the righteous, will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in Jesus' name, and we offer praise. May the glory of God cover you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.